Leroy Staggers, I guess your label mates, Barney Bentall is on the phone. Barney?
Yes.
Now, Barney, I was getting worried there that you were screening my calls, and I was already worried, Barney, because over the past few years, you've canceled a couple of shows in Winnipeg. Your name has come up as doing shows, and the shows have been canceled, and I started to think that maybe it was my fault. The last time you were in town, I think, was the last time the Grand Caribou Opry played here at the West End Cultural Center. And and I came down there, and we had a nice little chat, and we hung out a little bit, and I thought, oh, my God, I must have pissed Barney off because he hasn't been back since.
Absolutely not, I can assure you. It's so funny, it's too bad. We're looking for, the Caribou Express, as it's now called, since the Grand Old Opry sort of challenged us.
Does that seem silly to you, by the way?
What's that?
Did that seem silly to you, them caring that you called
really
yourself?
Silly to me.
Okay, good.
But I kind of like the new name better, so
yeah.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
But I think, it's been so successful everywhere else in Western Canada, and we'd love to try and bring it to Winnipeg, but we always have to partner with a really good charity, and we just had trouble in that way in Winnipeg.
What, so there's no good charities in Winnipeg? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's just... It's hard to explain.
You gotta
find somebody to partner with, and then they need to really step up to the plate.
Yeah.
And we just didn't find that there, and so we have so many shows as it is. So we'd still like to do it in Winnipeg, though, for sure.
Well, we like to take credit. The first one was here, was it not?
The very first one was there.
Yeah.
The very first time that I flew it up the flagpole was there, and it was great.
So, you're not that mad at Winnipeg, but...
I love Winnipeg.
Okay,
my manager is there. My agent is there. Everybody...
I love it.
Yes, and you're there. And of course, we're playing there.
Yeah.
I mean, up pretty soon, I think on Friday.
Yeah, Friday that's right, yeah.
There, so that's great.
Yeah, coming across with your old pal, Jim Cuddy. We heard him singing along with you earlier on in the show. You got this new record. You got him on the album, and you also got... You let your boy come in. You threw your boy a bone on the new record. Yep. That was nice of you.
Totally. The family business is alive and well. And we're out here on the road. Jim's out with his two sons, Devin and Sam, and then Dustin has showed up from time to time on this tour as well. And then my daughter sang with us in Banff. So
it's
just been great.
It's been
a family affair.
Good stuff. The record, people are calling it, they said you haven't put out a Barney Bentall record in 5 years, but I guess those people are kind of forgetting about you have the other bands that have put out records over the past few years. So to me, it doesn't seem that long since we've got High Bar Gang records and we got the Bentall Ulrich Taylor records, and you've been
busy. Not only am I in no way the reason I am in no way mad at you. I'm also so thankful that you mentioned those other things.
Oh, they're so great.
It's so funny when somebody goes, geez, you haven't put out a record in 5 years. I haven't really thought about that until somebody mentioned the very first, the first interviews, and somebody mentioned that. And I went, wow, it's been 5 years. Well, there was two, when they were Juno nominated High Bar Gang records.
Yeah, they're not exactly under the radar.
Okay, we really put out three records.
Yeah.
So
you've been
Thank
busy.
Thank you for that. Much appreciated.
Well, no problem. Those are great records, but what made it time to put out a new Barney Bentall record?
I'm not calculated about that. It's just, you start writing songs and at a certain point they form a gang and, you realize that, okay, maybe it's time to go in and make a record.
Yeah.
I'm very lucky when you mentioned Leroy Stagger, great relationship with True North Records and in this day and age, it's good. It's great to have that support, to have a label that's interested in what you do. And,
right.
They've been very supportive of the High Bar Gang as well.
Yeah, that's true.
And so you just, you can say, okay, I think it's time to make a record. Of course, this day and age, you have to, we don't have the budgets that we used to have. So, you just go in And in my case, I'm just really fortunate to work with absolutely stellar musicians on this record. And so we can get the job done fairly quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And then to go back in the old Mushroom Studios that we had used before is wonderful. So
Yeah, Legendary Studio. Lots of great music has come out of there for sure. So that do you find the things like that, those kind of surroundings seeping into the music and making it something bigger than perhaps it would have been somewhere else?
I absolutely do. There was a very strong spiritual connection to that. To our previous work, and then we recorded something. Jim, you just left him. Jim's throwing money around here.
Well, when you got Jim's money, you can afford to throw it around, right?
I should have put my foot on it. I didn't see that.
Take everything you can get from Jim.
Yeah. So, where were we?
I don't know. It's another great collection. Another bunch of great kind of story songs. You seem to have a real knack for, or a real love of, the songs that that tell the story of strong characters.
I think that's what really. Those are the people that I gravitate towards.
Yeah.
People that I listen to, artists that I listen to, and then so that's kind of where I go myself. I mean, sometimes they're just personal explorations, but I love the idea of a story, like, the song "Don't Wait for Me, Marie" or "The Drifter."
Yeah.
There's just a narrative,
Yeah, for sure.
What you try and do, I think, is start with an opening line that's going to draw people in.
Yeah. So that's the seed, and if the seed turns into something great, then there's your song, I guess, eh? That's good. So you're on this tour with Jim Cuddy. Are you playing solo on this tour, or do you have people with you?
I'm playing. I use a combination. I play at a certain point. Jim's sons come up.
Nice.
They're multi-generational opening act, and Lindsay, Jim's wonderful fiddle player, has been playing with me as well. So it's been great. So it's a little bit more of an acoustic vibe for the opening set, and then Jim comes out, plays some songs off the new record, and then it turns into a variety show.
Yeah.
Which is just wonderful. We're all coming and going and playing some great stuff, some of the old hits, et cetera.
Nice.
It's really nice. It's just been gaining momentum all the way across the country. So.
Yeah. So you still, like, when you're out in singer-songwriter mode, you still find yourself playing the old Legendary Hearts hits as well?
I've been finishing my set with Something to Live For in an acoustic format, and it's been great. So play some new songs. And then, play. To me, it's always, you want to still keep that lifeline with your audience.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be right there, Colin.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to go here I'm being called, but it's great to chat with you, and thanks for your patience.
No problem. Thanks for making some time, and we'll see you on Friday for sure.
Okay. Well, great. Thanks. Are you gonna be there at the show?
I hope to be.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me know. Call me. You got my number if you need tickets or whatever. I'll look after you. So.
All right. Thanks, Barn.
Okay. Cheers.
Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay.
Bye. There's Barney. There you go. And here, let's play this. I wanted to ask him about this one, but, didn't quite have time. This is a song that he wrote for a friend that he's known for a long time. He was a big part of helping to get the band Spirit of the West off the ground, and there's a song on Barney's new record for John Mann called "The Ocean and You," and I thought I'd spin that for you. It's from Barney's new record, "The Drifter and the Preacher," on "Tell a Band to Go Home."
If I lost my voice, I lose my mind. There are some things that I like to remember in these brief windows of time. My first long drive alone, I was 17 and leaving home to find you, the ocean and you. When sickness comes stealing in the night, the ghosts gather around us, all diaphanous and white. You tell them it's just another day, wishing won't make it go away. find you by the juniper tree. Baby, I'll find you in the ocean and you. I don't dream, no imagination. It's just a bunch of scattered thoughts pulling out of an unfamiliar station. My skin crawls, then I don't feel nothing at all. Everything I held is true becomes a pale and hollow imitation. Come calling, scavengers of night, faint dimming traces of touch and memory, pulling in and out of sight. Baby, I can't let a light of my core. All the things I do and I do not know, the last will be you. Baby, find me by the juniper tree.
Soon be my death. I'm so sick from on the drink. I need home for a rest. Take me home. By the light of the moon, she drifts through the streets. A rare old perfume, so seductive and sweet. She teases and flatters the pumps all close down, and walk us on home and deny us around. You'll have to excuse me, I'm not at my best. I've been gone for a month, I've been drunk since I left. And these so-called vacations will soon be my death. I'm so sick from the drink, I need home for a rest. Take me home.
Eater's empty, it's damp as a tomb. The spirits we drank are now ghosts in the room.
I'm knackered again, come on sleep, take me soon. I don't lift up my head to the 12 bells of noon. You'll have to excuse me, I'm not at my best. I've been gone for a month, I've been drunk since I left. And these so-called vacations will soon be my death. I'm so sick from the drink, I need home for a rest.
Every little thing with you and me. so political.